for me to figure out. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is.
Everybody, this is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog, who will be back on Monday on the American Awakening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. What a wonderful day. It's a great day for freedom, great day to move forward. You know, I was talking with a number of people over the last few hours, and we're commenting about all the negativity, all the things that everyone says how bad it is and it's getting worse and et cetera, et cetera. And no one's trying to close their eyes to that kind of thing, but the fact of the matter is, if you just give in to all that stuff, you're going to lose. If you focus on the negative and the bad that's happening, it could very well happen. What I'd like to do is let's focus on some solutions. Let's deal with ideas and concepts to make a better world, to make a freer America, to counteract these things. Yeah, people got guns. Yeah, people got numbers. Yeah, they got so-called legal authority. But you know what? There's actually more of us than there are of them. And the trick is who motivates the mass? Who motivates the mass of people? You know, psychologists, psychiatrists, people that are in the human development field, the positive seminars, the there's a whole bunch of different names for these kinds of ideas. You know, the positive thinking seminars and the just anyone who deals with human psychology and why people do what they do. We know that the rough estimate, and this is a rough estimate, 70% of people are sheeple. Now, come on, you know that, honestly. Look at the people around you. You know how it is. You've tried to talk to them about freedom. They're just kind of like, it's too bad. Yeah, it can't anybody do anything about it. Blah, blah, blah. Look, there are things we can do. And we're going to talk about some of the solutions to the problems and some of the ideas that we can do. But first of all, you, in your own mind, have to develop a positive attitude, a can-do attitude. We're going to try and help you do that today. Special guest Alan Watt is back. We'll be back after the break.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, America. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog on The American Awakening. As we talked about just before the break, ideas, concepts, tools that one can use to liberate your mind, to have a freedom mindset, if you will. That's exactly what we need to have. Is a freedom mindset. And the way to do that, or one of the ways to do that, is to feed your mind with good things, with positive things. You know, so often in the freedom movement, we get caught listening to all the problems. You know, we've got chemtrails, and we're going to be talking about a little bit of that with Alan when he comes on here. We've got so many issues that we can always point to. There's always going to be negativity around us. The battle is in your mind, and the battle is to have a positive attitude, a can-do attitude. And to do that, we have to have realistic tools, tools to be able to move forward and have that motivation inside of ourselves. You know, the scripture says is that you're supposed to not have a mind of fear. You're supposed to have a strong mind, and you're also supposed to gird up the loins, so to speak. In other words, you know, hike up your pants, you know, pull up your socks and roll up your sleeves and get into the work. Now, I'm going to suggest a few things that you can do, and this is a suggestion, but I do invite you to check out my blogspot, freedomshenanigans.blogspot.com. We're starting to list different things that people can do to bring ourselves out of the system. to bring ourselves out of the system of negativity and things that you can actually do. And I do have on there, Freedom Shenanigan number 5 is a Seize Liberty Freedom Package. It's just really, it's a couple books and a CD-ROM. But these books are powerful, and they give you ideas and concepts that you can use to make your way through this system of negativity and to move yourself out of that as well. One other thing here, today is the second day after the summer solstice, so we're now on the downward slide till December 21st. Days will start getting a little shorter, so I hope you enjoyed yesterday. Well, we have our guest, as usual, on a Friday, and if you were listening last Friday, you knew we got knocked off the air, so we had him on Monday, so I am just thoroughly pleased to have Alan Watt here bookending my time here, filling in for Michael while he's been traveling. Alan, are you with us?
I am, yes.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I am so happy that you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on, yeah.
Okay. Well, Michael, you and I were talking a little bit earlier as we were talking about the program and ideas and different things, and you had brought up to me something that I had not known. And now, folks who listen to this, most of, quite frankly, you know, we have, it goes out over the air over several FM stations. It's on satellite, shortwave. Obviously, there are people that are tuning in through the Internet. And we have a broad spectrum of individuals, and individuals who have listened to this program and anything here on Republic Broadcasting Network know that there are certain issues that are really starting to take off. Obviously, 9/11 and the inconsistencies with that whole story, things you and I have talked about already, about the Bilderbergers and the elitists at the top, the globalists. And one of the other things is this issue of chemtrails. And something is going on way up above the commercial airline route, that planes are doing something, they're spraying something, and there's been all kinds of reports here and there. And you told me that, if I heard you right, that in Europe they're already admitting that they're doing this?
Yeah, just in the last week or so. It had to come to this because there's been too many people, well, maybe not so many people, but enough people talking out about it that they had to eventually address it. And so some of the governments have come out and admitted. See, now it's time, now that we've heard the Kyoto warnings and stuff and global climate change, yada, yada, to use it as an excuse to that they're actually trying to save us all from excessive global warming. However, they're a bit late and a bit of a liar, too, because they were spraying back in the 90s pretty consistently, before we heard about the global warming and all the terror that's been drummed up since. Now, governments do not move quickly, as you know, and bureaucracies certainly don't. It takes many years of planning something on this scale to get it into operation. It takes years of making the chemicals that they're spraying on a world basis, because I get photographs from all over the world. This is going on everywhere. So this has been in the manufacture for probably 20, 30 years beforehand, to get us to this stage today, long before global warming became the con game issue that it has. What they're doing, in fact, I think, is to do with drugging. One of the reasons is to drug the populace as they take them through the greatest changes in history into a new system. Now, the day after 9/11, on national television, Rumsfeld came on, and he was asked what the government was going to do if there was another great catastrophe in a city, and what would he do about the panic situation. He said, we have aerosolized Prozac and Valium compounds ready to go, and we can deluge whole cities with this stuff.
Oh,
and that's
my
when
God.
That's when it hit me. My God, they've been doing it before this. They were doing it since the late 90s in Canada, for instance, on a daily basis.
You know, Alan, people who have been fighting fluoridation of the water have been contending that this side product of making aluminum that they sodium fluoride that they needed to get rid of.
Yeah.
It actually functions in some capacity.
It brings your brain structure down, your IQ drops, it makes you more pliable to government authority. They knew that in the 1800s and early 1900s with the fluoride, so aluminum oxide. Now, Teller, who is the guy who came out with the H-bomb, wrote a whole treatise about this particular spraying off the air syndrome that they thought about doing in the 50s. He said, if we can deluge the air with medical particles, he said, we can use electromagnetic frequency, standing waves, the Tesla technology, to basically create a circuit across the whole atmosphere, which would alter the weather. And he said a good side effect it was, it could make the people compliant by affecting their moods. Well, that they've been doing it, you see. They've actually been doing it, yeah.
This is amazing. This is science fiction. I'm a big science fiction fan.
I don't go into science fiction. I go into reality from their own.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
But science fiction is one of those ways of telling a story that deals with the present, but you put it into the future, and it makes it a little more palatable and entertaining for
some
people.
What it is called predictive programming, because all the biggest science fiction writers that have and do exist are paid by the Future Society to write stories around these things to get us ready subconsciously to accept them when they actually happen.
Well, you know, that's rather, you know, maybe that's true for some people, and maybe true for the 70% of the sheeple out there. The other 30% of us are more independently minded to varying degrees. And I've often seen science fiction more, as you say, as predictive, but not necessarily that that's something that had to occur, more as possibly a warning of what could happen if things didn't change. And the point I was going to bring up is that Robert Heinlein wrote a book back in the late 40s. It was called Sixth Column. And in that, you had a United States that had been overrun by Chinese, and the remaining Americans developed the technology that was using electronic beams that could pacify or actually put to sleep people of different races. And, of course, the Americans were able to use it on the Asians who had invaded the country. And when we started talking about these EMP and the pulse machines and the different things that are out there, HARP that's up in Canada, and then these particles in the atmosphere that could create, I guess it's what kind of a cascading antenna effect or reflection thing, so that they can, much like shortwave bounces off of the ionosphere and can travel for hundreds of thousands of miles.
It can be focused on the ionosphere, and because they have 54 of them worldwide, they can put them up in convergence and aim them over entire continents.
And this is the kind of thing, we know that from even the Republican convention that occurred back in New York, that they already, we can see the pictures of the machines that they had set up ready to focus on the crowd to either induce vomiting or something.
Yeah, well, that's what they found, as I say, 70-odd years ago with the early experimentation with electromagnetic frequency pulse waves and standing waves, was that with a secondary signal attached to it, they could actually induce thoughts into a person's skull, by the way. And the easiest thing to do was to alter the emotion, either make them very aggressive or passive. That was very easy to do by altering the frequency just a little bit. And they have been doing it. They've admitted they experimented on the people of Maine back in the 70s.
Alan, hang on with that thought. We've got a break. We'll be back, folks.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran.
Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
All right, America. This is Tim Wingate on the Republic Broadcasting Network sitting in for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. And our special guest, Alan Watt, is on the line. Was starting to make a point about something going on in Canada.
Yeah, it's going across the whole world. Every country that signed a treaty, it was an open sky treaty, it was called. And there's two treaties. One of them is for commercial aircraft. It's the one for military aircraft that's important. And all the signatories to that treaty have been getting sprayed heavily since about 1998, some beforehand, by the way. So what they've been doing is you can see them making the clouds in the sky. Anybody bores to look up can see them making the clouds in the sky, the crisscrossing of the trails, which spread and spread. They don't go away like the old trails used to, that were just water vapor. This is not water vapor.
Hello.
It's a polymer substance which was developed by the military as far back as the 1950s, which can carry other substances along with it. They can certainly alter the weather with it, but they're also, I am certain of it, using drugs on the populace, because on certain days and certain colors of spray they use, from the white to the blue, when the blue sprays are being used in conjunction, you find everyone in the summer are almost drugged, very, very drugged in the towns. You'd also find them getting bouts of irritability. Everyone you meet is irritable when the stuff starts to wear off, just as you would if you'd had a high dose of a tranquilizer and it's coming out of your bloodstream. You're getting withdrawal symptoms. So this is happening all over the place because, you see, Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about this coming. it's forms and techniques of electronic warfare used on the public, which they'll be completely oblivious of. And that was in his own book called Between Two Ages. And the chapter was called The Technotronic Era. It's technotronic warfare, which they're using on the peoples of the world as they change the whole new system into a brand new system. Makes perfect sense from a military strategy standpoint.
You know, that brings up something else that you and I had mentioned. We were talking about how that they haven't been hiding their plans from us whatsoever. And the fact that Zbigniew had put this in his book, and that he also was dealing very specifically with the architect, actually, or at least the front man for the Trilateral Commission. And I had mentioned that if you really want to know what's going on, at least from the position of the Council on Foreign Relations, you need to go read Foreign Affairs magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see, this all came out of Britain from the Cecil Rhodes and the Lord Alfred Milner group, which can join together. They were front groups, an unofficial group of the British Crown, actually for the Crown itself. So they could go into countries and get little wars started, and Britain couldn't really be accused of starting a war. The Crown would say, well, if they're private organizations, have nothing to do with us. However, once these little groups had their wars agitated and the people like the Boers attacking them in South Africa, then they say, well, we have to send in the troops to defend the English. This is an old strategy. And from that, they created the American branch. Any non-British branch is called a Council on Foreign Relations. And they set theirs up in the United States. The other group, which was designed to bring in a three-part world, three trading blocks, a United Europe, a Pacific Rim United Bloc, and a United Americas, was called the Trilateral Group, which belongs to the same CFR group as a step higher on the rung. They also have the Council on Pacific Relations to deal with the Far East. They've been working on that since 1930 onwards. So this was on the go. This whole present situation was being worked on 70-odd years ago. Karl Marx mentioned it in the 1800s, that eventually they'd create the same three trading blocks under a world power. A world government.
Yeah,
same agenda, hasn't altered.
Well, then we know that they're there to be informed, is to be forearmed. You know, at the top of the hour, I was talking about what are some of the positive things that we can do.
Well, first of all, you cannot be positive until you know what's really happened in the past.
Okay.
If you're just positive, then you're as well as joining the New Agers that get taught positive thinking. And just be happy and don't look back at that express train coming up behind you, which is a great form of disarming the mentalities of the people. That's why they created the New Age. You have to understand how we got here, and you have to understand your histories to see why you got here. And it's only then do you get any peace of mind. It's when you've gone through all of it, you've broken through all the levels of the matrix, and you understand that you have personal peace of mind. Understanding clarifies an awful lot. It takes fear away. It takes the fear of the unknown away, because now you know. That's so important. But it also you have to go back into all of the documentation written around the era of revolutions, because
understand what's going on. And this is what you deal with quite a bit at your website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com.
Yeah.
You have materials, you have books, you have seminars, CDs, these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So folks, you're welcome to go check out cuttingthroughthematrix.com. We'll be back after the break with Alan Watt.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, America, we're back. The American Awakening. Michael Herzog on Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Tim Wingate sitting in for the traveling Michael, who will be back on Monday. And we are talking with our special guest, Alan Watt. And we're talking about, well, you know, I had started off with positive things, and Alan brought up a very good warning, and that is you don't want to get sidetracked into just feel-good, positive thinking. I'm not so much talking about just the new agey, feel-good, positive thinking, the secret, you know, I can get wealth and money and fame by thinking about it all the time type stuff. What I'm really talking about, Alan, is things that we can do to stop this, to slow this down. I'm willing to completely admit that it's taken generations to get us into this situation, and it may take generations to get us out of this situation. That's one of the reasons I'm very much involved in reaching out to youth. This is why I wrote a couple articles that got published on StrikeTheRoot.com called What I've Learned from Dandelions. And I won't go into that because we got you here at the guest, but everyone is welcome to go to StrikeTheRoot.com and go into the archives and look for Tim Wingate Archives, and you can find two articles I wrote on that deals with approaching the youth and why it's important to approach the youth. I came across this quote, Alan. It says, and honestly, I do not know who said it, and it's been one of these things that's been floating around in the facts system and then eventually the internet, says this: the world can only be turned right side up by the conscious collective activity of those who construct a theory of why it is upside down. Spontaneous rebellion alone is not sufficient. Without adequate advanced preparation, the old world will simply reappear after any rebellion, embedded as it is in the psyches, of the fabled people. An authentic revolution can only occur if there is a coherent and practical mass movement of self-conscious individuals in which all of the mystifications of the past are being consciously swept away.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true, too, because, number one, I'm not here to save a system. This system is unsavable. It never was my system. It wasn't yours either. You were just born into it. And it was created by the same people or their predecessors, generally in the same family lines, who are going on to the next phase of their system. And this is what's always happened down through history. People only fight when the system they've been born into is suddenly changing. It never dawns on them that it wasn't natural to begin with. So they're trying to save something which wasn't theirs. It was already lost. And we can't go on in this system, which is not a humane system to begin with. A system that says, I'm okay, Jack, tough luck on you, is not a humane system. It's a totalitarian system already, and it has been for quite some time. I've grown up in a socialist country, that was Britain, and literally you were a number from the beginning, and you were followed down through your life by the authorities, by that number. Everything you had to do in any major level, you had to get government permission and approval or licensing or whatever. And it's just the same here now. Because they haven't come to your door yet doesn't mean they're not doing it to other people. And that's been like that for a long time now. The system itself is corrupt from top to bottom, and it cannot stand.
So part of what... maybe we need to do is, as we said, is understand the past, understand how we got here, but also look at the what can we do to change.
Well, what
some of us are here already. We've been listening. We're involved. We know what the past is. We know what they've done to us. We know about the numbering. We know about the dehumanization.
It's very simple. The answer is very simple, and that's for the first time. For the people themselves to debate what is the purpose of life in the first place. If you can't get that answered, you get nowhere. The rest of it is just the blind leading the blind. Because we've never had that debated. We take it for granted that we're here, in one way or another, to serve this system or to benefit in this system personally. That's all as far as most people ever think. And... at one time, they knew this during the Revolutionary Wars. All of this stuff was debated. And that's why government was supposed to be set up in the great experiment of the U.S. to see if the public could govern themselves with the least possible amount of government over the top of them. Because they knew darn well that if the people couldn't do it, and if the people did not keep control of their government over their government, the government would gradually take control over them. Well, that happened pretty quickly, you see. The government has become the master instead
taking
of
less
servant.
Than 200 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was very quick, and Jefferson wrote lots about it. So did the other ones. They were well aware that hereditary families would creep in, dynasties, in politics, in finance, and then direct the course of the country. And that's happened.
You know, it's interesting that you talk about the structure of our system, whether it's Canada's system, whether it's Mexico's system, whether it's United States' system. Government, it by itself, once at a certain point it becomes institutionalized, it's like it switches roles. Instead of being, at least in our country here, government was originally created to serve the needs of the people. Now we find people are being told they have to serve the needs of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And that
and no one's
not the
terms.
Way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And so it's become the master. It's become the master. And it's an old story, you know, when people fear their government, then you're under tyranny. And that's happened. It's happened here. That's why the big stick, the same old techniques used in Europe over many centuries are now used here, because America has been joined at the hip with London for many, practically
yes.
100 years.
Well, you know, there are the theorists who do say that America never really did break away. They broke away politically, but not really economically, mm-hmm. because the same money financiers, the same moneyed elitists,
right.
if you will, financed America. I believe, didn't America even come back to Britain and borrow money to maintain its existence for a while?
Yeah, well, it's the same old story. Money is the root of all evil.
I think it's not the love of it.
See, money is a problem. Money is the first con game ever invented in history, along with the priesthoods. And that's why you have coin. It's the same root word as coin, which is priest. It was the first con game that came between barter, where people decided what they wished to exchange and for what items they would exchange it. There have been ongoing wars since the Phoenicians took the money system all over the world in ancient times. And it's allowed privileged families to rise up above the rest, who understand this game. It's thousands of years old. It doesn't matter what money is, by the way. Money itself is the con, and that's our problem. We've never debated what the purpose of life is. Is it to simply accumulate this strange thing called wealth, or are we here to serve each other? That is a dilemma. It's a paradox. If we go the way of the New World Order, we will be a bunch of robots serving them, and the time is running out for everyone, including the youth. We are the last generation with the knowledge of the histories to stop this, because the youth don't have it, and they shortly will be chipped like everyone else. And when that happens, you will no longer be an individual who can think coherently as an individual.
Well, okay, I can see that possibility. Would you you were talking about back to Jefferson and the ideas, the experiment, the American experiment. Mm-hmm. And self-governance. And we had Edwin Vieira on yesterday talking about homeland security or constitutional homeland security. And I love his idea. I love his concept. There's only one weak point in that, and once again, that is getting enough people to go along with it, to change their minds and stand up and say, I'm willing to pledge my life, my possessions, my sacred honor in the cause of liberty and freedom. That's the only holdoff. And I've tried to bring this out to people as I have talked around the country, different seminars I have put on, as well as articles. And I wrote the idea of an American shibboleth. Are you familiar with the term shibboleth,
mm-hmm. yep.
Alan?
Yeah.
Okay. Just for the folks out there, a shibboleth, quite simply, is a word or an idea, a concept that causes a division. It makes you have to make a choice between something. The ancient story goes back to, I believe, the book of Judges, chapter 12, where you had two tribes of ancient Israel that were battling an enemy, and one tribe called to the other tribe and asked them to come and help. The other tribe says, no, we'll let you fight the battle. Well, the tribe that fought won the battle. They got all the booty. They got all the possessions. They got the animals and everything. The tribe who sat it out says, well, we want our share. And the tribe who won said, no, you didn't participate in the battle. You're not going to get your share. So the tribe who didn't do anything then decides to invade their cousins and try and take some of the booty. Well, there was a battle, and they got their butts whipped. And as they were trying to escape back across the river to their own territory, sentries were posted by the tribe that had been attacked. And they simply had a simple word, and that is shibboleth, that they had to say. And it means nothing more than a torrent of water. The word itself doesn't mean anything. It's the pronunciation of the word, that SH sound, was not in the dialect or the language of the tribe that had attacked them. They would say just the long S, the S, Sibboleth. That way they knew they were not part of the proper tribe, and they could not speak it, and it became a code word or a password or a century word, if you will. And down through the centuries, the term has come to mean something that makes a division. I've maintained, and I still maintain, that the five premises that are articulated in the Declaration of Independence is an American shibboleth. Either you believe in these or you don't. Now, how they're fleshed out is just a question of a form. It's not the substance. This is the substance of our belief. This should be the substance of our mindset. And I'll just enumerate them for you very quickly. Number one, the law that the positive laws of any government are always subject and subordinate to the natural law, the laws of nature, and nature's God. Number two, that all men equally entitled to certain unalienable rights, whether or not it is convenient to public officials or special interest groups, domestic or foreign. Three, that governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and therefore can never claim any unjust powers whatsoever or impose any powers from the top down. Four, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter and abolish it and institute new government, the people being always morally, politically, and legally superior to any form of government. And number five, that when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object shows a design to reduce the people under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security, for the fulfillment of which right and duty the people must be organized, armed, and disciplined in a well-regulated militia. The Second Amendment declares to be necessary for the security of a free state. What say you, Alan Watt?
Well, that was fine for the time because, as Jefferson himself said, anything that's on paper is worth nothing unless the people believe it in their hearts and actually work it into existence. And that's just the problem. People eventually deify leaders or they deify constitutional papers. They deify the object. And same with the Bible. It's written, it's there, that's it, leave it there. Instead of going onwards with the information from there. If you don't live what you believe, you think it's all been done for me, well, guess what? You've been tricked. Because if you believe that and allow others to do it all for you, then you only find out it's the bad guys that have already taken over. And they were well aware of that, too, during the revolution, that the public would have to believe in it generation after generation, and that everyone would have to know it. Well, as you know, it was taken out of the schools long ago. It was also worked on almost like a Hollywood fictional type of thing since prior to the 1950s. They altered an awful lot of stuff. They started to take out information from history classes, and now you have a really dumbed-down population that really gets the reality from television and dramas rather from history. So that's the problem. Anything that's on paper can only be of value if the people actually live it in their daily lives.
Okay, so how do we get people then to attach themselves and become one with the substance and not with the form?
You'll never get to the masses, as we know. That never happens in history. It's always the few who are willing to go into the depths and go beyond the world, as it's called. It's always been called this in all ages, going beyond the world, meaning the world that you understand or you're brought up in, getting beyond it all to think the deeper, more profounder things of nature and what humankind is, beyond the selfishness and motive, the higher aspects, some people call it the spiritual aspects. It's going beyond all of those things. That's when you start to realize that the world you're now in is completely corrupt, and it was corrupt at its foundation because there was the money system and the profit motive.
Yeah. You're right. There's a lot of different reasons, but there is the minority. We can't necessarily totally convince the majority. That's true. But we can influence them. We can get them to go a certain direction to some for a while. And so it's like what I believe it was Sam Adams says, that it all it takes is a vociferous, a loud, a out there, in your face minority lighting brush fires in people's minds. We don't need to have the big numbers. We just need to have people who are willing to stand up and be an example and to lead. For too often, we sit back.
Here's your problem here, too, that really is a real problem. Yeah. It's well understood today in science and psychology.
Well, hang on, Alan. I hear the music coming up. We'll get back to the problem, as you want to articulate it. And we'll be back, folks, after the break here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, welcome back, America. This is Tim Wingate here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Michael Herzog's program American Awakening, and we have our special guest Alan Watt with us, and he was talking about a problem that he perceived. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, you see, in all ages, there's one type of human that's always risen to the top in all peoples, and it's called a psychopathic type. The psychopath is almost a deviant creation. They used to be called that before they had the term the psychopath. And what you've had over centuries and centuries and centuries is selective breeding between the psychopathic leaders who do not have the qualities of compassion and empathy for others around them. They are not bonded to others around them. They are pretty ruthless, but they do climb to the top because they are ruthless. And they do it just as much in business, in big business, as they do in politics or anywhere else, or in royal families. So what we have today is also a group of the higher ones who are also scientists now, because they pick the psychopathic types to put them in the big colleges, train them to be scientists in warfare departments for creating good and new viruses and bacteriums, or Tesla-type technology, standing wave technology, to eventually affect or kill the rest of the people. That's what we have to deal with. Now, the psychopath always can sniff the way that the public are going or complaining, and they tend to come out and speak on behalf of the public and then start to lead the public. That's why many revolutions, you'll find the people end up worse after the revolution than they were before, and they can't quite figure it out. It's because the psychopaths get right in there. That happened with the communist revolution, too. The psychopaths came in like droves. They didn't want to live like the ordinary people below them. And since the 1950s onwards, they started to get themselves higher pay increases, etc., at the expense
of
Alan,
not everybody. That doesn't happen with every situation.
It's almost all situations in this present economy.
Don't you have various levels of it? I mean, America has been taking some time to slide this way. Certainly there are authoritarian personalities that can rise to the top. As people get lazy, they kind of go on automatic, autopilot, and figure, oh, the system's set, the system will run itself, and they don't keep watch.
No, the U.S. has had the problems and the share of them since its foundation. I mean, how long was it before you had all the other wars that started, never mind the Civil War, and then the many wars since? There's been one war after another, and who benefits? It's no different than today. Or that story you read from the biblical stories, mm-hmm. It's to do with loot and booty and corporations. Halliburton somehow has been given the authority to rebuild all over the world on behalf of the United States. Halliburton is still a private corporation, international corporation, with many of the top psychopaths who are the top shareholders. So nothing has really changed. It's about looting and booty under the guises of protecting or bringing civilization to, or bringing democracy to, or giving a religion to the pagans. It's the same old story, the same excuses, but behind it all is to do with looting and robbery.
All right. Well, listen, folks, we're going to be back after the break with Alan Watt. Alan, you know, it seems to me we've got a choice of either submit or resist. And I think we need to figure out some ways of either doing either. I'm not for submission, folks. We'll see you after the break. The Public Broadcasting Network.
I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
With